Well, it has a slight growth in exports to thank for the fact that it's managed to emerge from recession after five straight quarters of contraction. Exports to China, one of its biggest export markets, have shown quite a significant increase, although exports to the United States and other parts of the world are still particularly weak. But it also has a slight jump in demand at home to thank. It remains to be seen whether that can be sustained, but Japan, along with just about every other major economy in the world, has poured, well, it's poured 25 trillion yen into the economy in the form of stimulus packages over the last few months. That's equivalent to 5% of Japanese GDP. And that seems to have encouraged consumers to go out and buy things like fuel-efficient cars. They get subsidies if they buy fuel-efficient cars. They also get subsidies if they buy green household electrical appliances. And of course, although Taro Aso, the Prime Minister, was derided for this policy at the time, there was also a 12,000 yen handout or thereabouts for every citizen of Japan. And that seems to have had at least a short-term effect. The fear is that once the effect of the stimulus packages has worn off, that growth will not be quite as impressive as it has been for the second 3 months of this year.
Will these figures be enough to win the upcoming general election for Taro Aso?
Well, there's certainly good news for Aso, and he appears to be. I remember a few months ago he announced that Japan would be among the first of the major economies to emerge from recession. To be honest, few people believed him at the time, but Japan has emerged from recession, as he promised, along with Germany and France. I don't think it's going to be enough to save his party, the Liberal Democratic Party, from defeat at the election, because a lot of the concerns that Japanese voters have about the government don't necessarily revolve around the economy. But it could give him, it could produce a slight jump in the opinion polls for him, for sure. But with just a couple of weeks now to go before the election, I think this admittedly good news has probably come a little too late.